This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. We broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to listen on a telephone listen line, there's one while we are live, and that number is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418, and that's provided by Global Star. Live when we are live, 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Jason. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Well, you clear your eyes. Thank you. The wind-up, the pig. Oh, it's just outside. Ball four.
You know, Rick, you would be really good at that. You really would. You'd be really good at calling baseball games, you know. And so, you know, third career, fourth career maybe?
I'm sorry?
That could be a third or fourth career.
I always dreamed someday of opening Saturday Night Live.
Ah.
What the hell is that? What dying? What is that? What is that thing anyway? What's the deal here? What is that? Yeah, well, that's about right on just about everything anymore. You and I, we've talked a little bit about the coronavirus offline. I am now realizing that everything is a weapon. And everything, including people like me, they're using me to hysteria and cause misdirection. And I'm embarrassed because I'm as duped as everybody else. But the coronavirus, this thing, is it real? And how many people know? How many people have opinion? Well, everybody has an opinion now because the media, from everything, from CNN, ABC, Newsweek, whatever, everybody has been doing this. And yet, nobody mentioned the fact that the Hong Kong riots have all stopped, the protesting stopped, that hospitals are not being built. They're detention camps. Now, what do you do in a detention camp? Well, one of the things you do is you isolate ideas and re-indoctrinate. And there are technologies today that even I can't even understand in terms of hypnosis, mind control, and other kinds of nefarious leveraging, if you will, to take large groups of population, isolating them from one another, re-indoctrinating. And what happened is that some of these weapons are more dangerous than they realize when they go to deploy them. And what happens next is that instead of re-indoctrination, you start having a body count, and that isn't what you want to do. You don't want to kill the person. You want to re-indoctrinate. And I'm going to suggest that all of this is happening, and that if you have a choice between globalism and nationalism, where do you want to go? You want to have a one-world government? Well, you already have that attempt going on across the board with complicity between different countries. And they have things that they share and things they do not share. And Iran is typical of what just happened in Iran just a few minutes ago in their locking down their country. Is it to protect citizens? In the United States right now, the CDC had stopped monitoring everything. Why? Well, the coronavirus is just a variation of the common cold. Now, how many people, raise their hands, have had the cold this winter? And then to have a government like China use that as a fear tactic to have purpose in isolating one person from another. Now, is it a common cold, or is it something else? And the question is, the answer, correct answer, like I say to everything, is yes, all of the above. It is a weapon that got out of control and is more dangerous than they realized in terms of re-indoctrination. You'll notice that Hong Kong has stopped. Nobody's focused on that right now. And Hong Kong was saying no to China. There is most likely going to be a major revolution. Did you see the tweets I sent you just this morning of people literally running out of the country? Literally, I mean physically running out of the country. The line was thousands of lines of people running to get out of the country. That's at the unchecked border points around Vietnam and so on. I have friends that are old vet friends of mine that live there because they married, you know, local women and, you know, go back and forth for family things and like that. And I can tell you that no matter what is happening, we will really never, ever truly know, and that a pandemic is like a grid down situation. You know, a kid with pimples on his face in Pakistan could probably drop down and say, oh, wait, Santa Barbara did drop down, didn't it? And that was done by a SEAL team, by the way, to show how vulnerable we are just in that arena several years ago. Did anybody get that message? No. I don't have an answer. What I can tell you is, if you're healthy, there is nothing that's going to hurt you, except maybe a bullet, you know, make you unhealthy in a heartbeat. I don't have answers. Vincent?
Okay, so I believe you said if you're healthy, nothing's going to hurt you. Now, there's a lot of ways of thinking about that. For example, you could say, well, your immune system is good, and you'll be able to fend off, you know, these maladies. Okay, but here's something that we cannot fend off right now, because our government has prevented us from being able to fend it off, and that is the supply chain shortages. Let me give you an example.
Secondary repercussions, and it wasn't even about the virus.
Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example. I mentioned this on the air before. And I confirmed it today, this morning, just before the broadcast. So here's what I said. Over the weekend, we got a call, and there was a person who needed an auto part on the East Coast. And it was a simple part. I'll even tell you what it is, Glass. It was a camshaft position sensor. It used to be that, if you were talking about in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and before that, 80s, the camshaft timing of an internal combustion engine, a four-cycle engine, like the one you have in your car, whether it be a four-cylinder inline, a six-cylinder inline, a V6, or a V8, didn't matter, or a V10 or a V12, originally they had... camshafts that were timed with a chain to the revolution of the crankshaft. And it was fixed. It was fixed by the rotation of the crankshaft. Well, to improve fuel economy, engineers decided that they could time the camshaft forward and backward with relationship to the crankshaft, just like they could time ignition spark relating to the position of the crankshaft or the piston. And it worked really well. The modern engines now use what's called a camshaft position sensor. And it's this little device. You could think of it as about the size of a Sharpie marker barrel, maybe 2 inches long, with two terminals on the end. And it just slides into the engine. It's held in by one bolt and an O-ring. Well, no engine will work without that today that I can think of. You know, any common modern engine of the, maybe the last, probably the last 20 years. Well, they fail. It's like a known thing that if you have one of these engines, you will be replacing the camshaft position sensor. And I replaced a bunch of them. Well, they're made in China. So we got this call over the weekend. The code said camshaft position sensor was bad, and all this guy had to do was get one. But there weren't any to be had in his city. Nobody had them. Not one auto parts store had them. Not, and I'm not talking about like one AutoZone store or another AutoZone store. I'm talking about all brands. You know, AutoZone, Pep Boys, Advance Auto, all of them. Nobody had a camshaft position sensor. So I thought that this is a common part, and this was for a Chevy, a common Chevy, not an exotic Chevy, a common Chevy. Well, we confirmed this morning that there right now is beginning to be a supply chain shortage for engine and transmission parts. Not engine oil, yet. And that probably won't happen, because a lot of oil is from the United States and refined in the United States. But engine parts and transmission parts, a lot of them come from China. So that's where we're seeing these shortages developing right now. So what would that be? Engine parts, that would be bearings, that would be valves, that would be spark plugs, spark plug wires, gaskets. Transmission parts would be gaskets, seals, steel plates, transmission conductor plates, filters, you know, those kinds of things. They come from China. So the virus itself, that's part of the problem. But the rest of the problem is the domino effect downstream when Chinese factories have been shut down. And they have been shut down. If you look at every automobile I know of that has a gasoline or diesel engine uses an automotive type battery, lead acid battery. A few years ago, you could get one for, I don't know, maybe less than $50. Now, yesterday, $145 at AutoZone for a common Chevrolet-sized, mid-sized battery. $145. They used to last 3 years. They still do last 3 years. They're warrantied for 5 years, some of them. But they don't last 5 years. So if you have a battery, it's going to need a replacement in about 3 years. Now, if we can't get something as simple as an automotive battery, that's a showstopper. You're not going to work. If you live in the suburbs, it's going to be tough to go to work. And in 3 years, nobody's going to work. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. The but also I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
For you, class, just go to a different search engine like DuckDuckGo or StartPage. So that's what Rich Sheban had to share with us. Rick, are you concerned about the secondary effects of the supply chain, as I mentioned during the last segment?
40% of everything in the United States now comes from China, approximately. My pot doesn't. I grow it locally, but, you know, in terms of food, in terms of silverware, cups, glasses, pots and pans, my stove, my, you know, refrigerator, everything has a relationship to China in some way. And food is the least of it. Most cities, including rural communities, I would say the normal population, less than 3% comes from the local production. And really, that should be up to 40% where you're using your local farms and farmers market and local growers. Safeway, Thriftway, Albertsons, all of those places bring their food in from centralized warehousing that is delivered, again, 40% of the products that go into that thing, including cottage industries, you know, like beaver, horseradish, mustard, whatever. It comes from China. And what we need to do is realize that this whole event that has happened is an opportunity to restructure what we do today. And when I say that, I don't mean beginning this weekend. I mean this morning, where now when you go to the store, you will notice that everything is starting to go up in price, everything, except the farmer's market. Now, the farmer's market people will follow the trade in terms of Best Buy and fair wage markup, because that's what they're trained to do, and they also buy from Safeway and Albertsons. And so they have their expenses going up as well. However, once you start using your own garden or your neighbor's garden, a bunch of costs change immediately. And what I've done is back in 1993, I wrote grants. I never submitted them, but I wrote grants for local communities having a BBS on surplus food each week that didn't sell at the farmer's market, where you had a local stock exchange of surplus tomatoes that could be used for canning or cucumber chips, whatever. I would recommend that everybody listening today plan to go to the farmer's market this weekend and start getting to know the individuals that are trying to grow for local. And while it's a little more expensive, it actually is not and will not and won't be at some point. There's going to be a trade-off on why you buy locally. And once you get that message, it will no longer be about how expensive it is. It'll be about health and the quality of the food you're getting. And who knows what they're going to do next with imports and injection of special surprises. Watch how that one plays next, probably next year, like Wuhan was this year, to change the economy, the dollar, and to cause disruption in terms of your quality of life.
Yeah, I was thinking about some of these Chinese ports. When we come back, I'll tell you about well pumps and what I learned yesterday about well pumps. So think about it, class.
Let's say your well pump goes bad.
What do
you
do? And that's one of the things I want to talk about with well pumps.
Sizing is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
Do you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
they
come
person?
To the convention.
All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen.
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail. Yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, I did a little bit of research over the last few days about submersible well pumps. Now, let's say you have a water well and you want to buy a pump that will pump the water out of that well, potable water or potable water. Well, an American pump would be about $400 or $500 minimum. And then there's a control box that goes with it, which has a capacitor in it, which may go bad. So the idea is you put the capacitor and the rest of the controls, let's say in the basement or in the building, and then the pump itself goes down the well. The idea is if the capacitor goes bad, it's easy to change it because you don't have to pull the well plumbing out. You don't have to, you know, pull 200 or 300 feet of well pipe out with the well pump at the bottom of the well out. So the Chinese make one, and I'm looking at it right now on eBay, and they have a 1-horsepower deep well submersible pump. It's 115 volts, 33 gallons per minute. It's rated at 300 feet. Stainless steel. Looks great. It's only $113 shipped. However, if you read down the rest of the literature, you find out that, it only really goes to 91 feet. It won't work very well with below 91 feet. But they say it's 300 feet. So they lie. These Chinese guys lie with the statistics. And they say it will deliver 30 gallons per minute. Well, it'll deliver 30 gallons per minute if the well is only 6 feet deep. Nobody I know has a well that's 6 feet deep that has a submersible pump. No one. Okay? But if you have a well that's 207 feet, it will deliver 0 gallons per minute. If you have a well that's just a little bit less than that, maybe 206 feet, it might deliver 2 gallons per minute. But this thing is rated at 30 gallons per minute. Or 33 gallons per minute. What I'm trying to say is these guys lie. And their products are junk. And nobody in their right mind would install a 115-foot well pump at 300-foot depth. Nobody would do that. Because the resistance of the wire would prevent the pump from working in the first place. You need a 240-volt well pump to go that
deep. I did the same thing when I went to Bi-Mart, Walmart, or Harbor Freight, and they have on sale boxes of screws, six different varieties in a kit, so that you've got a whole bunch of different screws. And it's really cheap. It's something like $4 for all this work, hardware. And when I bought it, I started to use it to connect some of my furniture using steel so that it would be up against the wall. It wouldn't lean like a bookshelf. And it turns out that these screws, I can bend them and break them with my wrist. That means when I was screwing it into the wall, the screw bent. Now, I've never had a screw bent in my entire life until now. It is, there used to be, and I've said this before a long time ago, two ways things were marketed. There was a Best Buy and cheapest. And cheapest was the way I would go when I was down and out in Beverly Hills. I didn't have any money. I had to get by, and I bought that pump wrong. Now, it turns out you get what you pay for. And cheapest is now the only way anything is sold because everything comes from China, whether you get it from Harbor Freight, Walmart, Bi-Mart, or Fred Meyer. There is no American Best Buy anymore, like Craftsman, and then higher on the food chain, Snap-on. And when you bought wrenches, you wanted your wrench to last forever, like a screwdriver. Well, now you can buy 16 screwdrivers for $6. How long do you think those screwdrivers are going to last?
Well, that's worse. It's worse than that, Rick. I'll tell you why it's worse than that. You mentioned Chinese wrenches, like we're talking about Harbor Freight. I know for a fact, I have some Harbor Freight wrenches, and I consider those the inexpensive wrenches. If I'm stuck on the highway, you know, I bought a set for every vehicle. So we have a set of metric, and we have a set of SAE for every vehicle. We have a set of screwdrivers. We have electrical tape. We have fuses. We have a whole bunch of spare parts, serpentine belts, antifreeze, transmission fluid, engine oil, distilled water, every vehicle, okay? And I have to tell you that if you measure with a dial caliper the distance and the opening of a cheap Chinese ranch versus a Craftsman ranch, you'll find out that the cheap Chinese ranches don't quite fit the nuts and bolt heads.
That's correct. They don't.
Properly.
On purpose, by the way.
And so the tolerances are so bad that when, if you have a nut or a bolt that is kind of rusted on, it's kind of difficult to get off, and if you use one of those cheap Chi-Com wrenches, it is likely that you are going to round the head off and make it darn near impossible to get it off after you've rounded it off because the wrench is sloppy in terms of fit.
And then you have much more expenses.
Right. Now, if you, and I've got one Snap-on wrench, and I've had it probably since the late 60s. I have a bunch of Craftsman wrenches from the 1950s that my father bought. And they still work perfectly today. Now, yes, they are, you know, they're tarnished, but they're like 70 years old. And they work perfectly well. And they are more in demand. You would pay more for one of those wrenches on eBay, a Craftsman wrench, a vintage Craftsman wrench that was made properly to the right tolerances, than you would for a whole set of wrenches from the Chi-Com factory outlet called Harbor Freight. And that's the truth. And if you look at vintage screwdrivers, they cost more than the current screwdrivers. But the vintage screwdrivers generally were made of chrome vanadium steel, and they had ground tips. They weren't smashed in a hammer kind of a forge where they take a piece of round steel for the shaft and they smash it under a pressure and make the tip of the screwdriver. They were ground to precision. That was the American way. That's the quality screwdriver. So
now
so
you move that whole metaphor into food and nutrition and health, and now you're getting a bigger picture of how we are being invaded from all sides.
And let me give you one other example, class. So let's say you go to Sears, if you can still find one, and let's say you decide you want to buy screwdrivers, and you look and you say, wow, $7.99 for a screwdriver? Really? I can get this whole set Craftsman. They look just the same for, let's say, $20. I can get a set of them for $20. Or I can buy one for $7.99. Here's what I'd like you to consider looking at. Look at the tip of the screwdriver. Now, the handles look similar, but the tips are different. The tips on the ones that are less expensive in the set are stamped. You can see the ridges in them from being stamped. If you look at the more expensive one that's sold singly, you'll see that it's got a ground tip that will fit the screw better. So if you have screwdrivers and you go, you know, I guess this must be something wrong with me because I can't get the screw to tighten or loosen because it keeps slipping off the head of the screw. The screwdriver slips off the head of the screw. What's wrong? Well, it's because it's a cheesy made stamped screwdriver. And it's probably worn. But the ground ones, the chrome vanadium, they'll last a lifetime. That's the difference. So not all tools are the same, even though they look
the same. You might even use that metaphor to avocados or tomatoes that, quote, were ripened on the vine.
Yeah. Ripened on the vine rather than...
It's the same concept slid over into health. And all your pharmaceuticals come from China, including your immunization. Now, where do you think that's going to go?
Ripened on the vine versus ripened on the 18-wheeler or in the 18-wheeler. That's what we're talking about, right? Ripened.
No. Ripened on the vine now. I'm talking about they are using hydroponic systems rather than growing them in fields. So that the tomato is bright red and will hold that bright red. Not talking about hitting it with kerosene. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that they did 20 years ago. No. And when you buy cheaper oranges, they will throw at the bottom two oranges that are more than 2 weeks old because because they start to rot. The others don't, but those do. And what happens next is that those rot spreads to the ones that won't rot. And now, instead of having 20 oranges, you have 14, because six, not one or two, are gone. And that is an intentional thing that's done in Mexico that now China has used and gone way beyond that. No, detention camps are reorganizing your mind camps. And that's why people are fighting in the streets, because they don't want to go. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not there to deliver the mail with rifles. And I watched some videos of the way they're hitting women. A man hitting a woman, repeatedly hitting this woman, and he had a uniform on. Now, how do you think that would have played in America?
Well, it is happening in America. Rick, we've got guys in black uniforms slamming.
It's happening with scrutiny like in China. Basically, this whole thing started with a protesting in Hong Kong. And they went into the streets and they were protesting. And I remember several people being killed because they threw themselves in front of tanks and the tanks drove over them.
Yeah.
And now, that whole movement, what happened to it?
Yep.
Where
Tiffany,
is it?
Tiffany,
well, in detention camps being retrained. And that is exactly what is happening right now with Wuhan. Now, is Wuhan real? My guess is it was a special kind of gas that will indoctrinate or subjugate an individual for reorientation. And I'm guessing it is a mind control type of thing, and it was more toxic than they realized, and it started doing body counts rather than retraining.
Rick, we're going into a break, and Tiffany, I've got you on the air, so please stay with us, and you're up as soon as we come back from these few short commercial announcements.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Tiffany's been on hold for 5 minutes, 33 seconds. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure to invite you into the class. I just briefly wanted to chime in on the poor quality of the tools. I live in a 125-year-old farmhouse up on the Canadian border, and the closest store where you could even buy a tool is probably 30 minutes away. So relying on tag sales, swaps, knocking on, we call it barn knocking, you know, just going and maybe finding a couple who have pulled off the herd or
Tiffany, you're Tiffany, you're fading in and out. Could you just speak closer into your microphone, please, and continue?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very apologize. The service up here is quite spotty. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, now it's good.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted to chime in on the poor quality of the tools and a way to possibly circumvent that. Going to your Chinese factory outlets, the closest one here is probably 30 minutes away anyways. We have a lot of tag sales and swap meets and things like that during the summertime. And if you're a savvy buyer, have a mental list, you can go and actually find tools of high quality that are still under a lifetime warranty. Maybe they might be rust covered.
Okay. Well, I agree with that. You know, we're in such a poor area here in Missouri that people don't have a lot of good things. So we don't have a lot of swap meets that have that. But on the East Coast, there's plenty of that. In the Northeast, there's plenty of that. Ohio area, yes, and Florida. And if the tools are rusty, all you have to do, believe it or not, they had something called navel jelly that would take off the rust. But also, if you just have a grinding wheel, a wire wheel, and if you have one on the end of a drill, you wear eye protection, you can just brush that rust right off. And we've done
100%. 100%. So you know, not that one man's trash is another man's treasure, but, you know, only a rich man can afford cheap tools. So, you know, I would advise the class to, you know, maybe not drive directly to the store if they need something, you know, and also sharing. We co-op a lot.
Okay, I agree with everything you've said. I've got one quick question for you. Why do you listen to USA Prepares? I don't believe you've called in before, have you?
I have not. I listen to you every day, avidly. I listen to it for a lot of different reasons, actually. I love the people who call in, and I glean a lot of information from their experiences. I've learned tools. I'm not great with maintaining my auto. So the information that you pass along, I take notes. I weave them into, you know, into my dailies. There was a piece that you did about the gasoline and not letting it go down past the quarter tank and or half a tank, rather. And that's my bad. I'm always there. I'm always coasting on E. And I said, well, I just have to stop doing this. I'm ruining, you know, ruining my car.
You're ruining your fuel pump. Yeah, that's correct.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't let it go below a quarter. That's the number, a quarter.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the percentage.
You know, I can't thank you enough for your time and dedication, and also that of the other instructors. It really has made a difference in the way that I behave and
Tiffany,
pass on information to friends.
I'd like to share this with Rick on with us today, and I'd like him to hear this. But if you could just see what it's like to have a whole bunch of instructors in one room. What I'm talking about, like our farmhouse in the kitchen, where we're all, you know, having dinner together. It is a sight to be seen, and you'll see a whole bunch of conversations going on simultaneously, and everybody's involved in all of them. It is that, I mean, it's incredible to watch this, and I am the most fortunate person on the planet because I have the friends of the instructors and the class USA Prepares. And what I've found is there are common threads that run through all of us here at USA Prepares, and they're all good, kind, nice, gentle, proactive, sharing common threads. It's wonderful, and all the instructors give up their time to be on the air. Rick, would you say it's really interesting to be at the farmhouse or at the Get Prepared?
I just can't get over his laugh. It's just so impressive.
Whatever you think of Rick, whatever you think of Rick Miller, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh,
Rick
boy.
Miller is a real treat. Tiffany, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just thank you so much. And, you know, if people are searching around for tools, get out and find your yard sales. Look for the ones that are still have the warranties, because you can scoop that right up.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.